And now Dr. Stevanovic is going to talk about nerve injuries in orthopedics.
Good afternoon. I would like to thank you so much for inviting me here to share some experience about what's going on in orthopedic surgery, because we are accused many times, especially in the court. There is really nothing to disclose for this presentation. The incidence of iatrogenic peripheral nerve injury from the orthopedic surgery is unknown. Because the injury are not always recognized, the injury are not always immediately treated when recognized, and the patient is not always informed. Unfortunately, we don't practice good medicine. So this study of Peter Stern and Ostermann, they found out that a lot of these injuries are happened on the orthopedic surgery, and you see here they reported 85 cases. In the studies of the patients with iatrogenic peripheral nerve injuries, the percentage caused by orthopedic procedures are various. There's not too many publications about that. In 722 cases, they found this study, the 17% of that had a iatrogenic injury, and when you look orthopedic cases, is only 9%. However, another study of 122 cases in the World Neurosurgery Journal, they found the majority of the cases to be in orthopedics, 56%. That's terrible, you know, so on. So if you are going to be a surgeon, you have to have to know anatomy. Otherwise, it's a Google map, and you are going to be lost if you don't know what to do. So many orthopedic procedures, but this is the most common when we see the injury. So Ostermann found out even the open carpal tunnel had 20% of the nerve injury, which is unbelievable for me, and we do probably about 200 carpal tunnels a year. I never saw one. This is all that are sent to him. So interest in iatrogenic peripheral nerve injury across orthopedic specialties are growing now, and we just try to review our cases. So one my fellow who joined me now, Dr. Rachel Lefer, look 6 years in our peripheral nerve clinic, 58 patients was treated with iatrogenic nerve injury. So inclusion criteria was a patient, this is adult clinic, over 18 years of age, normal neurological status before the surgery, no spine surgeries, who are very common seen, and all the patients that came from 12 to 18. The exclusion criteria was abnormal preoperative neurological examination, compartment syndrome release, we always cut a nerve there, parsonage tarsus, and so on. So we submitted this to JBJS, and he accepted with some correction. And if you look from our study, the fracture and joint arthroplasty are the main cause of the injuries. This is the most common injuries with these two problems. But what is surprising when we look at the average of the time the patient come to see us is 10.9 months. And the time of presentation of sensory extremity injury and the lower extremity injury is much more delayed. So if you look 37 upper extremity injuries, the 5.9 months is a referral time and 19.8 months is for low extremity. How about for the motor involvement? So the motor involvement, they send the patient much earlier, 4.5 months average, and for low sensory, 24 months after 2 years, after patient has a lot of problems. So we today can treat these injuries very successfully, and I'll show some of our cases. So for traumatic neuroma, there is no question if it is painful that you need to do the surgery because you improve the pain, decrease the depression, and so on. In the meta-analysis of 1,381 patients, 77% of the patients after the treatment, they have a better outcome than before the surgery. So how we do examination, we try to look at the physical examination first time and later on. we discuss with the surgeon who did the surgery, and tinel sign, I think, is the most important clinical test to see whether you need surgery or not. More the nerve conduction study, which I always agree with Jonathan after 6 weeks. We use more now ultrasound because it's an inexpensive procedure and can be done in office, and you can look what is the situation. So treatment of the neuroma for the sensory branch, especially of the radial nerve, which can be very painful, so-called Waterberg syndrome, is a lot of different procedures. One of the procedures is repair the nerve, reconstruct with allograft, so on. But if neuroma is so painful, maybe bridge to nowhere is the best procedure. You use allograft, as you can see here, and try to do as much as you can, 7 centimeters. That's the one that we have on the market now, and bury this proximally, as you can see here. This is the best treatment for painful neuroma, using oxygen allograft, because you cannot use from other parts. This poor patient who was a jockey had 11 surgeries on his clavicle, and I don't know why, but you know, he couldn't touch him. He stopped working for the company, and it was one of the best jockey in LA. So we found sensory branch, we took the oxygen graft, put nowhere in the pectoralis muscle, no more pain for him whatsoever. When we treat these patients, you have to cut the nerve to the healthy tissue, and I will show you how, because if you don't cut, you know, the nerve and take all the scar tissue, you'll not recover. So if you look from this movie, you try to cut as least as possible, but keep the very healthy tissue, because as big as a defect, as less chance to get a better recovery. So we, in this case, which look here, is a very small, is about 3 centimeters, you know, defect. When you use the sensory nerve, usually sural nerve, we say you is a, you're repairing the nerve, is a, like kiss without sex, is published in Journal of Injury. So cannot be, you know, accused for that. So this is the humerus fracture. Patient had a completely everything. 3 months later, no tinel sign. We resected everything. It's a young girl, as you can see here, 3 centimeters, 5-6 cables. And this is her outcome about 9 months later on. And you see she has a full extension of the fingers. So it's really doing very well. Many patients have a tenodesis of the biceps muscle, and a poor girl, the lady actually about 47 years of age, had cut her musculocutaneous nerve, came 9 months, so this is so far now. So we do nerve transfer. You use fascicles of the ulnar nerve that innervate flexor carpi ulnaris and transfer that. So be sure that you use the nerve stimulator to be sure that only that fascicles you use, no other part of the ulnar nerve, and may cripple this patient. And depend who is in audience. This is actually Oberlin transfer, both of them. But Susan McKinnon, she claimed that's a transfer to here. So this is this patient 9 months later. See, excellent elbow flexion, about 110 degrees probably when she make a fist. So I'm not going to tell you, this is in our paper, you know, you can find what we recommended for these patients. But if post-operatively you don't have any recovery, please, sometimes the graft can, you know, separate. So ultrasound we think is very excellent. So we do nerve grafting also for the axillary nerve. This is after arthroscopy. This professor at the high school was in our office 9 months later, and no deltoid muscle, as you can see. So we opened and found out the surgeon put a suture around the axillary nerve and tight. So we were able to resect that and do primary repair. And if you look now, yeah, 6 months post-operatively, is amazing results. So, oh, sorry, so she's doing very well. Another patient for a musculocutaneous nerve. So we resected everything, and you can see here. So we grafted that, and this is his flexion. So please, the surgeon should know how to approach, and probably I'll do this as the last case because everybody took my time. I'm sorry, I'm about 7 minutes now. Oh, my time, I'm sorry. So you can see here, we opened this, we found the plate there. There is absolutely no there nerve, posterior interossos, as you can see here. We grafted this nerve, and this is patient who tried to go to the medical school, and you see after we grafting everything, as you see here, this is a year later, and if you look here, functional outcome, she's able, you know, to extend the fingers, not only to extend and flex the wrist, but also the fingers, and also separately. So I think we unfortunately don't always say if we cut a nerve. We have surgeons like this. See, this guy sutured the nerve, but never reported was injured. And I think, Mr. Chairman, since we are losing the time here, and I'll stop in this level here. You know, if you have traumatic neuroma, painful like this patient, do oxygen graft. Thank you so much.